A reminder to hunters about staying alert for bears while hunting. I'm Ray Hageman. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. Hunters and bears are often in the same places at the same time during the fall, facing an increased potential for bear encounters. Hunters pursue game quietly, making it difficult for bears to detect their presence. Masking human scent and moving into the wind, a common practice for hunters, further reduces the chances of bears noticing them. Being active during dawn and dusk are also peak times for bear activity. Game calls, which mimic the sounds of prey, may inadvertently attract bears, and handling big game carcasses can draw bears, as a smell of blood and meat is always a strong attractant for them. So here's a few tips. Always hunt and call game with a partner and stay within sight of each other. Remain watchful for bear tracks, scat, carcasses, and gut piles. Retrieve game animals as quickly as possible and watch for approaching bears when field dressing and quartering. The longer game is in the field, at camp, or in the back of a vehicle, the more likely it's to be discovered by a bear. Have the proper equipment to quarter and hang the carcass in a tree at least 10 to 15 feet from the ground and 4 feet from the tree trunk. Separate the carcass from the entrails and place the carcass in an area that can be safely viewed from a distance if game must be left on the ground overnight. Make noise when retrieving game. Use binoculars to search the area for bears and to determine if the game has been disturbed by bears before walking up to the carcass. Bears will often set up a daybed near hunter-killed carcasses. If a bear claims the carcass, leave the scene and report it to Game and Fish. Don't try to scare the bear away. Bears will defend it. During the fall, bears are searching for food before denning up for winter. Secure all garbage, food items, flavored beverages, pet and livestock food, and other attractants in a vehicle or hard-sided camper before going to sleep at night and anytime you leave camp. Sleeping areas should be at least 100 yards away from food storage and eating or cooking areas. Expect bears in unexpected places. Bears normally move to lower elevations in the fall and may range further when natural food sources and other resources are limited. And carry bear deterrent and know how to use it. Game and Fish has a lot of resources for those recreating in bear country. The BearWise webpage has safety tips, information, and videos. Hunters can call the Game and Fish Regional Office to learn more about bears in their hunt areas and ask questions about bear safety. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.